Milk.
And the nails.
Milk.
Nails, you know, you hit with a hammer, nails. Or what would you put?
Meal?
No, nail. Nail that you nail into the wood.
Oh, nails. Well, yes, they come. Why, yes, 100-pound keg of nails. Yes.
That's what I was trying to get
yes,
at.
Yes, sir. Yeah. They generally put 100-pounder nails in a keg.
Okay, now there's a musical instrument you play like this.
French harp. And then there's
the
another.
The kind that you go like this.
There's another. What did the?
From the kind you
well, I think
pluck.
That was the same as the French harp. It's played with your mouth.
The one that they pluck with a
yes,
spring on it.
Yes, you got a little vibrator that sticks out from the.
You go meow 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 meow.
Yes, yes.
What'd they call that? A juice harp.
I believe they're called a juice harp.
Now, what do they call the metal things that go around the barrel? The metal strip goes around the barrel.
What?
Around the barrel, they've got that metal band that goes around.
Oh, that's a band.
Or a
steel or a wooden band.
Well, they call it the how about, they call it the hoop? Hook?
Well, the others is staves.
Staves?
Staves, and then the hoop. The hoop, they're called hoops. When they made a round hoop.
Uh-huh. Now, if you had a bottle and you didn't want the liquid to come out, you'd probably put something in the top of it to keep
a funnel.
To keep it from coming out, keep the liquid from coming out. You'd put something in it.
Cork.
suppose that what's that? That's made out of. Suppose it's, you ever have them made out of glass.
Yes.
What do you call them?
Well, that's a glass cork. Yes, it's
okay.
A cork.
You hit a nail with a
hammer.
And now I'm going to ask you some questions about something I don't know anything about. On the wagons, they had a pole or some sort that separated the. Tell me about the parts of a wagon.
Well, sir, you might say that you start out with wheels. It takes four wheels to make a two-horse wagon. And the front wheels are smaller than the back wheels. And it's tongue hounds.
The what?
Tongue hounds. Because the tongue has to have hounds on it. And the axle and the bolster.
What's the bolster?
Well, the one, the front bolster is. It's made for a swivel. A pin goes down through the middle of it. And then the back hounds is for the back axle and the back part of the big wheels.
So it's a tongue on a wagon.
Well, the tongue is generally 12 feet long. And they're made out of they tapered. 2 inches in front and 4 inches at the back where the tongue hound goes on. And then the wagon hounds on the front axle. And there's a false bolster on top of them tongue hounds. And then there's a bolster that a pin goes down through the center of it. It's a little bit stronger in the than the back one. And the back part has two hounds